This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Can we hang posters of athletes and our heroes on the wall? Now, I'm trying my best to keep it calm, okay? Heroes. Yeah, they're referring to the plums out there, yani, from the entertainment industry. And I can't understand, yani, you know, how much of an inferiority complex that we have that we aggrandize and, you know, show reverence to these human beings. It's a joke, but, yani, you know, it is what it is. People do it, okay? There's a difference between being respectful and admiring these folks and then putting them up as some sort of role model. These are not our people you know, I'm going to go into a rant. Let me just focus on the legalities, okay? So with respect to pictures, actually, I'm of the position where I'm quite lenient to the concept of pictures. There are a number of scholars that prohibit the use or the even handling or the taking or the storing or using of any form of picture or reproduction, painting and so on and so forth. I believe that the photograph, digital, video, whatever is permissible, permissible to use, permissible to partake in, to take, to use, etc. But the putting up of, the revering of, the showing off of, the showing respect to is something which is a problem. Whenever we have any narrations from the time of the Salaf of their interaction with such images, whether it was, yani, on a curtain or a wall or whatever, you see it being disrespected. First of all, yani, if it has animate features, it becomes more of a doubtful issue. It becomes something which is taking barakah away. There's no doubt that there are hadith that need interpretation from us. If you take them literally, the Prophet ﷺ has said that these are the people who will go to the hellfire, those that reproduce images. We believe that these are not the people who'd make simple drawings or simple photos because they're not trying to compete with Allah. But in the hadith, they do sound very, very scary who produce this. And of course, you'll see in the longer version, the logical progression classes, I've covered this in a lot of detail. This is only a few minute answer, but I've covered this in maybe seven continuous lessons, the detailed rulings with respect to images and the use of. In summary, I want to say that if it's being disrespected like it's a carpet and you're walking over it, whatever, I'm not saying intentionally, you know, rub your face in the, you know, rub your feet in the face of the opposing striker that you hate or whatever. No, I mean that you're not making it a big thing, then I think that's okay. But putting it up on the wall is a shine of respect that shouldn't be done. You're removing all blessing from your home. I mean, what else, yani, do we want in our homes, in our bedrooms? Yani, they're already cursed places, dark as they are, as it is. Not enough deen, not enough Quran, not enough salah, not a graveyard, as the Prophet ﷺ said, because no sunnah being prayed. Yani, so why are you adding to that misery? The angels do not enter into a house that has pictures. Why would you put that up? It is, yani, a source of curse, not a source of blessings. So I want to say that don't do this. Don't put pictures up of anyone, even your graduation pics or your family photos. Keep them in a drawer. Keep them, yani, on your hard drive. But don't put them up on your wall, and don't, yani, be so lame, and don't embarrass yourself. And I'm going into a rant again. Stay away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Hey, thank you for watching, and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, whether somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.